it's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
Yes, it is that time again. On Monday, the Prime Minister announced that the sitting of Parliament will be suspended for a week due to COVID-19 restrictions. Other political parties since have spoken publicly about this decision. So Zazi asked Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party what their opinion was in a little more detail. She began by asking Brooke if the ACT Party thinks it was the right decision that Parliament sittings be suspended for a week.
Absolutely not. So what has really occurred here is not just that Parliament is suspended, it's that democracy is being cancelled. So if you look at it this way, the Prime Minister, under the Director General of Health's guidance, which he would also get from the Prime Minister, has unilaterally decided that politicians shouldn't be able to ask the Prime Minister questions about her own response to the COVID-19 recovery and the Delta outbreak. Instead, what they've offered up is select committees as a way of questioning. But that's not an adequate way of going about Parliament, because all you're doing there is that the government has a majority on nearly all of the select committees. And if we see yesterday, the first examples in the Finance and Expenditure Committee, when the Minister of Finance came in for questioning, we had Labour MPs asking the Finance Minister what we consider patsy questions or easy questions to fill up time, so opposition MPs didn't have as much time to ask questions of the government about their funding priorities. And that's very, very specific just to that meeting then. I think it's outrageous that we're in a situation where, you know, you can go to the supermarket and be around hundreds of other people going about essential services, but the Prime Minister has deemed that having half a dozen or so MPs in a chamber, socially distanced, with masks in Wellington, would be a health and safety issue because of the Delta virus. And you have to ask the question, is it actually about health and safety, or is it about the fact that they don't want to be held accountable for their recovery?
Well, Parliament sittings are conducted in a closed environment where other staff members are required to come in. And a spokesman for the Prime Minister said, the last thing you want is 120 people converging from all parts of New Zealand into Wellington. With the Delta variant being more infectious and transmissible, is it not fair for the government to be more sensible and cautious?
I think in the middle of a pandemic, that's the time when you actually do want politicians doing their job and asking questions. How is it possible that, you know, we've gone 18 months since that first lockdown and we still don't have any plan or strategy to deal with COVID outbreaks in a better way than we did then? How is our contact tracing going? Well, it turns out from questions from David Seymour yesterday in the Health Committee that only half of what they consider to be the very close contacts have actually had their tests returned. That's just not good enough. Why is it taking so long? How is it possible that only 3% of the people who are cases were in fact double vaccinated? Our vaccine program has been so slow to roll out. There are so many really important questions that us as politicians need to ask the government as representatives of the people who are currently being locked down. What is their strategy? Instead, we've got people saying, oh no, you can't possibly have people coming into Parliament to ask those questions. Let's cancel democracy instead. Sure, I can take the point that maybe 120 MPs shouldn't come to Wellington. Well, we already have a large number of MPs currently in Wellington. Even if you didn't need 120 of them, we could still have at least a dozen. Even that seems too much of a health and safety risk for politicians of the government's side. But really, you have to ask the question, how is it possible that you can get ice cream delivered to your door? Excuse my French, but you can still get sex toys delivered via the mail. But you can't have 12 MPs sitting in a chamber asking questions of the Prime Minister?
Well, the announcement on Monday said that there would still be an opportunity for the opposition to question the government through appearing before Parliament's multiple select committees. What is ACT's issue with this? Because this would still create conversation and still allow these opposing views to come forward.
Our issue with what we have currently happening, which is a range of different select committees having ministers come in for an hour or 2 hours at a time, scheduled out in advance throughout this week, is that a pandemic is actually very dynamic. You know, it's not possible to have true transparency when you're looking at the vaccine rollout on a Tuesday, but then nothing about vaccines is on the agenda for the rest of the week. It could be, in fact, that we have huge news about vaccines today or tomorrow or on Friday, but that has not been scheduled in. The other problem that we have with it is that it's led by the government. Most of the committees that are being put in place have somebody who's chairing the meeting who is stopping questions from the opposition, even when the minister themselves wants to answer the question. And we saw that yesterday, people butting in, wanting to ask what we consider those patsy questions, those easy questions, so opposition members don't have as much time to actually answer the question.
But if
what the ACT Party suggested as a solution to this, if Parliament really couldn't sit, was bringing back that epidemic response committee, which we knew worked really, really well last year. And the reason why it worked is it sat every day. There were a range of people who came in. It was led by the opposition rather than the government.
So the epidemic response committee that consisted of 11 members in total, this time round, there will be multiple select committees that are able to meet, as well as more different ministers with different MPs asking questions. What if these committees, you know, provide a wider and more accurate depiction of the public views, or in fact offer more opposing views?
Well, I don't think they do at all. I think what it ends up being is a chance for ministers to say, look, you've heard from me, but the chairs of the committees not to actually allow members of the opposition the time to ask the questions that they really want. And the real issue here is that the Prime Minister doesn't have to front on any of it.
Would you prefer that, you know, the Epidemic Response Committee be reinstated, or would you prefer that there would be no suspending of Parliament sittings at all?
Well, our real priority is that we would consider democracy to be essential. Can't have questioning of the government and its strategy as essential. I think that's wrong. So yes, my first priority is that I believe politicians should be able to ask questions in Parliament, as they're elected to do, to represent the people who are currently got questions and are being locked down in their homes wondering what is the future going to look like. But I'd also say if we cannot have that, then our second preference is for that Epidemic Response Committee, because we know that it needs to be led by the opposition asking questions of the government rather than the government's own friends asking questions of itself.
As Delta numbers continue to increase in New Zealand, isn't it important to explore more remote and safer ways of working?
I think there is the ability to do a lot of work a little bit remotely. We've seen that. But ultimately, there are things that Parliament has to do. I mean, Parliament has to sit, firstly, to start to pass the budget in a few weeks. It has to sit in order to have the COVID orders that help us be in the situation that we're currently in. These are things that Parliament has to do by sitting. And so there is talk, I know, of Parliament coming back at some time. It's just a question of, is this the government only wanting to come back so it can pass the things it wants to do, and not coming back for the opposition and not coming back to be held accountable?
And moving on from Parliament being suspended to lockdown in general, it has now been a week since New Zealand went into level 4 lockdown, and all of New Zealand will remain in level 4 until the 27th of August, and Auckland will remain in level 4 until the 31st. Do you feel that we should remain in level 4 lockdown until those dates? Or do you think we should already be moving to lift some of the restrictions?
Oh, look, I think it's a little even a bit more complex than that, because we don't have as much information as we need. We need to know far more about whether those close contacts have been traced, why it's taking so long for people to get their results, and how, at what point do we actually start making those decisions? These are the questions that the opposition needs to be putting to the government to make sure we have a plan and we know what decision they're basing, you know, whether we should remove restrictions on.
That was the ACT Party's Brooke van Velden talking to Zazie about the parliament sittings being suspended for the week, as well as an update on the party's opinion regarding level 4 lockdown. That was Deputy Leader Brooke van Velden from the ACT Party.